You are listening to The Daily. It's my name's Adrian. This is Ollie over there. Say hi, Ollie.
Hi.
Don't be shy. Thank you so much for joining us. Wherever you are listening to from us. What?
Wherever you are listening from.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for this.
That's why I'm here, Adrian.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. I need it. Let's start this one.
Life Without Barriers is a not-for-profit organization that, amongst other services, has a policy of ensuring equality and diversity. In fact, Life Without Barriers has a number of LGBTQI foster carers, and it will be celebrating its commitment to inclusion by participating in this year's Mardi Gras Parade.
Yeah, how awesome. Now, to talk a little bit about the organisation and its LGBTIQ foster carers, I'm joined by Fiona Davies. She's the Diversity Inclusion Manager for Life Without Barriers. Fiona, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us on The Daily. Now, first of all, can you tell us a little bit about Life Without Barriers and how the organisation came about?
Yeah, certainly. We're 25 years old, formed in Newcastle, and we're now one of Australia's largest leading social purpose organisations. We have over 4,000 staff, and we work in more than 300 communities across all states and territories.
Wow.
And what sort of services does the organisation provide?
Our major areas are very broad, but they include family support, foster and out-of-home care, mental health services, youth justice, disability services, community-based aged care, homelessness services, a lot of support to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, refugees and asylum seekers, so quite broad.
Quite very broad, yeah. How many children in Australia actually require the need for foster carers?
Do you know, I don't know that actual figure. I know the number of foster carers we have.
Okay, how many is that?
We have 2,600.
Wow.
And that equates to about 1,750 households.
Is there a shortage of foster carers in Australia?
There are. There certainly are.
Right.
So we're always looking for foster carers from all sorts of diverse backgrounds.
How do people become a foster carer?
I guess first is to have a, there's an expression of interest process. It's a very rigorous process to go through, but it is rewarding. And I can certainly recommend people explore if they're interested.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And how long has Life Without Barriers had foster carers from the LGBTQI community?
I think for as long as we've been going, really. So it's certainly an avenue that we're very keen to explore. So we see couples who are singles, couples with or without children, just to share their hearts and homes with young people.
Right.
So the greater diversity, the better.
Yeah, right. Are there circumstances where having foster carers from the LGBTQI backgrounds is actually an advantage for the kids?
Look, I don't know if you could say that, but I think all foster carers from whatever diversity they bring enrich a child's life. It's certainly no disadvantage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how did Life Without Barriers become involved in the Mardi Gras Parade?
Look, we're so excited this year. It's the first year we've marched. We have a very strong stretch RAP, Reconciliation Action Plan, and we recently launched an Accessibility, Inclusion and Employment Plan for disability for our staff. So marching in this parade really does put LGBTQI on the map for us on our diversity and inclusion agenda. So it was something that happened late last year. We got the senior backing we needed, and we were away.
Awesome. Awesome. And is it something you'll be looking at doing in future years as well?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
This is almost our pilot year. The bulk of our marches this year are our employees.
Oh, wow.
With our chief executive, of course.
Awesome.
Partners and employees, friends, family. But down the track, we'd certainly hope to expand it to our clients, carers, a much broader group.
That are involved with the organisation.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very cool. Well, Fiona, thanks so much for joining us on The Daily today.
Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
There you are. That was Fiona Davies, the Diversity and Inclusion Manager for Life Without Barriers, chatting to us about the organisation's commitment to supporting LGBTQI foster carers and also what they're doing in the parade. That sounds like a bit of fun, doesn't it?
I can't wait for the parade. It's going to be so much fun.